Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Redmen News. I am Ross Challey, joined today by Jack Gill. And for the final week, we are brought to you in association with The Athletic. You've got until Thursday if you want a 7-day free trial and 50% off a yearly subscription. Go to www.theathletic.co.uk/Redmen News. We have quite a bit to get through today. Obviously, the news from the weekend about Liverpool placing their staff on furlough, non-playing staff that isn't on furlough, has drawn up a lot of debate over Twitter at the weekend. I know Paul and Chris did a big video on the main Redmen YouTube channel. If you want to go and watch that, go and check that out after this and see what the guys had to say about that. And we'll get your thoughts in there. I know there's lots of levels and there's lots of finger pointing and whether people think it's morally right or morally wrong. Just get them all in the comments and Tom will collect them at the end. But we're going to start off first with some slightly better news, which is, you know, hopefully cheer us all up on a Monday. Jack, that is breaking that FIFA is set to extend the 2019-20 football season indefinitely. FIFA is to confirm an indefinite extension of the 1920 season across the globe, allowing each country's football authority to determine when campaigns can finish. The game's world governing body will also alter the dates of the summer transfer window and permit a contract extension for players whose deals run out on June 30th. The plans, which are likely to be revealed in the next 48 hours, will afford maximum flexibility with FIFA appreciating the spread of the coronavirus in each different country. This comes after UEFA last week committed to finishing the current season and was moved to deny a report that its own president, Alexander Seferin, had set a deadline for August 3rd to complete all outstanding games. This comes on the back of Friday, Jack, which I did have in the agenda, was the Premier League statement on top of that. But additionally, after the weekend's news, which I know we'll get to, it was a bit shit, to be honest with you. But to come into Monday and have positive thoughts, I think is actually quite nice.
Yeah, this is the best case scenario, isn't it? We spoke about before we came on live on air about obviously German football and how they're all back training in small groups. So, you know, I think different countries are going to be ahead of others during this, and we don't know when it will end in the UK. So the fact that FIFA has extended the season indefinitely for all countries, I think is brilliant, because it just means that when that country is ready to finish their season, they can. And you know, it's going to be quite difficult with European competitions like the Champions League and the Europa League. But as long as I think each league season gets finished when it can be, I think that's perfect. And I think it's a brilliant decision from FIFA.
Yeah, I think the key point in there is like there's no date set for it. Sorry, so it's not like, you know, they're saying this is the 3rd of August, but it's like it's difficult because each country, as you mentioned there, you know, Spain's, you know, is really bad at the minute. I know the situation's getting better. Italy's, you know, is terrible as well. You mentioned Germany there. Well, they're in a better position potentially to go and start and try out and kind of see what happens. Obviously, it kicks off again, and they'll kind of stop that, but it takes the pressure off of going, right, you need to do this, you're going to need to abide by what the TV media companies are saying to you, because, you know, there's a big debate about money. It stops a conversation with us going, will it come back? When will it come back? Of everyone's going, FIFA essentially just gone, fucking chill out. Like, we'll extend it definitely. So stop. I know in the scheme of things, it's not something to worry about, but as football fans, it's something for us to talk about when obviously going for the title and the conversations that we've had for the past 2-3 weeks. It just wipes all that mystery out, doesn't it? And go, well, sounds the season's coming back when everyone's ready.
Absolutely, because one of the main issues was the fact that there was always that date looming over. There were different dates in June, July, when the season apparently had to be finished by, and it was whether it would be ready for then or not, if it was ready to be completed by then or not. But now there's no date looming over us. we all just need to chill out and go, look, this season will be finished now. It's just a matter of when and not if.
Yeah. Moving on to the news that we've been talking about all weekend, probably. Tweet from Paul Joyce: Liverpool has placed some staff who are impacted by the Premier League suspension on furlough. The club has confirmed those staff will be paid 100% of their salaries to ensure no member of staff is financially disadvantaged. I've got a couple of articles that go into this afterwards, Jack. I want to get your initial thoughts of people in the comments. Give us yours as well, where you're at and if your mind's changed. I watched Paul and Chris's thing before, and it's actually really good and helped me kind of make my mind up on some other things, Jack. But my initial thoughts, and I want yours as well, with disappointment, anger, surprise. You know, this is something that might be me and you last week. You know, we slagged off Mike Ashley, you know, Richard Branson, the guy who owns Weatherspoons, that sort of thing, for it feels like taking advantage of a scheme which has been put in as a last resort for me, for businesses that are struggling, for, you know, and for those staff that can't afford to go and pay the rent and bills and are stressing about things. And, you know, I said there's so many ways to this and we'll try and get through as many as we can. You know, it just, and then morally, I think it, a lot of this depends on where your moral compass is. Morally, it doesn't sit right with what I feel. I don't think it sits right with what the club ethos is about. And, you know, you can talk about Shankly and that this means more stuff and, you know, all the good stuff, again, that we spoke about last week of, you know, John Henderson's, like, getting all the captains of the Premier League together, saying, like, listen, let's go and help out the NHS. Andy Robertson donating to food banks, the club donating to food banks. You know, all these messages, positive messages that the club and the players, and it's not on them, this decision. That's important to remember. And it's not on the fans either. To undermine all that, I think that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, like you said, very angry and very disappointed when this news first broke. Obviously, the club has been brilliant throughout this, and I've constantly praised them and Everton with how they've dealt with this situation. And, you know, for FSG to turn around and do that on the same day that Premier League players were preparing to take a 30% wage cut, I think was absolutely abysmal and poor timing from the club. You know, like you alluded to there, the furlough scheme was brought in more for small businesses who would struggle during this, not a massive business like Liverpool who still continue to make a massive amount of revenue. We had a record revenue last year and there was absolutely no need for this. And, you know, like you said, it completely goes against the whole ethos of the club, the ethos of the city and the ethos of fans like you and I. And I think it was a ridiculous decision from FSG. And, you know, it's not too late for them to change their mind either. And that's been the whole idea this weekend. You know, they've made a very, very bad decision. And the best thing for them to do now is to make a U-turn on that.
Yeah, but some of the damage has already been done in that context. And again, I think you're right that the timing is pretty bad. You know, you've got Matt Hancock coming out saying, you know, Premier League footballers should donate all this money and do all this stuff. And that opens up another whole world of, like, you know, business owners. Like, again, I slagged off Richard Branson for doing the same thing. And he's abusing the system of, you know, Liverpool aren't immune to criticism. I think it's wrong what they've done. You know, and you can go on to a wider context of that or go, well, you know, the Queen did a speech last night. Why isn't she chipping? And I'm like, this isn't about finger pointing. So we're talking about Liverpool in the context of this. And there's loads of articles that I'm going to go through. Again, this is coming to criticism from Collymore, from Carragher. Got one here from goal.com. Liverpool placed a number of staff on furlough. Stan Collymore, Jane Carragher, both heavily criticising the decision. Members of the workforce can claim up to 80%. Liverpool going to pay the other 20%, Jack. And this is one of the things that I wanted to talk about, which I know Paul and Chris touched on, but I haven't really seen it anywhere else. Of those staff will have had the same worries that we probably all had of, you know, when's the bill getting paid and can they afford to live and can they do this and can they do that? I think it's important that for their mental health, that worry's been put away. The way that it's been done is the bit that doesn't sit right. And the thing that's getting thrown about is the £42 million profit that Liverpool have made. Like, and the owners, like, for all the good work they've done, which you just mentioned, you could have saved themselves so much bother, so much, like, stress getting slagged off and probably still accounted for those staff and their stress and probably solved it that way.
That's what angered me more as well. When this initially came out, it's how the club had spun the article to make it look like they were doing a good thing by still paying the 20% of the wages. And, you know, it's good of a club in a way that obviously the staff are still getting paid, but it's just the fact that furlough scheme wasn't meant for massive businesses like Liverpool, like Virgin, like we said before. But like, yeah, on the one hand, it's good that these staff are still getting their full wages. But on the other hand, they shouldn't be getting it off the government and through this scheme. They should be getting it through the club. And, you know, Peter Moore was so good at first at saying, look, we've got staff that are trained in this, that and the other for you to use to help you if you need people, like if you need to borrow our stewards, whatnot. They're willing to volunteer themselves. And then they've turned around and gone, actually, no, the government are going to pay you. I just think it's completely wrong on all fronts. And, you know, it makes it worse. A, the timing, and B, you know, just the whole way they've gone about it.
Yeah. Tom will put all the links to the articles I'm talking about in the description below. And one of them that I think I advise you to go and read is obviously Mel Reddy's done one this morning. So he's aiming at the government's loopholes decision to turn around the government's corona job retention scheme. Has annoyed Liverpool fans, but she's taken a quote from a tweet, which I believe is from Andy Grant, good friend of the show. And he says, it's like going to the food bank when you can still comfortably afford to go to the supermarket. Liverpool, the world's seventh richest football club, increased turnover to £533 million and made a pre-tax profit of £42 million, which we touched on before. And that's the issue, isn't it, Jack? When you're seeing these figures that are flying around and how much money the club makes and stuff like that, that's the thing we... This is the point where you're scratching your head, isn't it, and thinking, why would you need to go and do that? And I understand if we flip it around for a second from a business perspective, and I've tried to do this and tried to justify it in my own head of going, well, you know, not getting the TV revenue that they would do, they're not getting the match day, you know, ticket sales that they normally would do from all this stuff, you know, excluding season tickets in that sense, because football's not on and they don't know how long this is going to go on for. And then, you know, the back of themselves and how much money they lose on a weekly basis. And from a business perspective, maybe it does make sense. But then it comes back to the £42 million, which is obviously from the year before, from 2018, not 2019. But then, you know, we won the Champions League and then we were World Cup champions. And then, you know, all the money that we made, and we didn't spend any money in the summer. The transfer window is like, there must be fucking loads of money flying around that club just to go, actually, yeah, we'll play. There's a month sorted out. We'll see where we're at in a month and then we'll come back to it again and do the same thing. But, like, are you in the same boat of just being confused by it all?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I'm very much just confused. Like you say, like, you know, it was incredibly bad timing, and it was incredibly, like, we were only the third Premier League club, I believe, to do this after Newcastle.
So Spurs, Norwich, Newcastle and Bournemouth. So Newcastle and Bournemouth, Norwich and Bournemouth, potentially understand of being smaller clubs, but then again, if you work that down to, I don't know, they've probably got players that are on less wages than what Liverpool are doing. They're not making the amount of money that Liverpool are making and whatever else. Spurs, I slagged off last week because they did the same thing. And I think Daniel Levy got, I think he gets £3 million a year, but I think he got a £4 million bonus on top of that as well. So he's thinking, well, how many staff are you paying? Newcastle, we both slagged off because Mike Ashley's a tit. You know, So it was Liverpool. Liverpool aren't immune to it.
Absolutely, and the whole thing is, we spoke about Tottenham last week and how they're in the Champions League final. We actually won the Champions League and made a bit bigger revenue than them last year. So, you know, it's very confusing, the whole situation. I don't understand how the club would have seen the reaction after what Tottenham did and thought, oh, you know, it'll be fine if we do it as well. You know, and that's the whole thing. It's how they tried to spin it as, ah, they'll still be getting their full wages. They'll still be getting the 20% off the club as well. I think they saw it as a good thing when it initially went out. I think they saw it as, oh, we're doing a good thing here by making sure they still get their full amount, which is wrong. Yeah. You know, like you say, it may be that they're using, it may be that they're pre-planning. They're expecting it in case it goes on for a long time. They're doing this in advance because they might be okay for now, but in a couple of months it will affect the club down the line. But that just shows that it's worse with the timing of it. They could have waited as long as possible and continue doing it. I think Man City are dealing with it quite well with how they're doing it.
They're backed by a state, to be fair to them.
true.
But that's the other thing, though, is it's important point, Jack. Of like, you know, I think Everton have come out and said, you know, they're really good with their community spirit, what Everton do. They're excellent at it. You know, them coming out and Man United saying they're not going to do it, Man City saying they're not going to do it. This shouldn't be about football tribalism and like point score and, you know, football banter as it is, or whatever, because I haven't seen many Liverpool fans that actually that agree with this and think it's the right thing to do. But like, you know, again, this shouldn't matter. But like, of all the things that we said last week, like, not us, but like all Liverpool fans that are slagged off Magashley, like, it makes us look like dickheads as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've spent 2 weeks now criticising Mike Ashley and Daniel Levy and Richard Branson, and then it happens to our club. And, you know, I've said constantly over the weekend, everyone in the Premier League, and maybe this is because I'm biased, but out of everyone in the Premier League, we're the last club I'd have thought of to make a decision like this. And that's why it's incredibly disappointing, because, as I said before, it goes against the ethos of the club and the whole city, I think. And, you know, for this decision to be made, I think is incredibly bad from FSG. And, you know, there was a period of time when FSG had a lot of people against them, and you know, it's been very hard. Piers Morgan, who I think often is a massive twat,
he calls out this morning, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he hit the nail on the head with it. He said, you know, Liverpool is a club that in the last couple of years loads of people have fallen in love with, because, you know, under Jurgen Klopp, we've done everything right. You know, Michael Edwards has been superb with transfers, and we've won the Champions League last year, and everything seems brilliant from Liverpool, and it's hard to criticise us. And then we go around and make a decision like this, which I think is very poor from the club. And you know, like I said, it's not too late for them to change their minds, but the damage has already been done for many. And I think, like you said then from Andy Grant, I think he's absolutely hit the nail on the head with that, what he's compared it to, and it's quite poor.
I'm not defending the club, and I don't want to get political, but is the government kind of at fault for leaving this door open for big businesses like this to be able to go and do such a thing?
Absolutely. You know, you could criticise the government in the same breath for saying that, actually, they should have, when they brought the furlough scheme in, they should have said it's not for big businesses. But I think at the end of the day, Ross, that should be common sense. You know, the whole world is struggling right now. It's not just the UK, and loads of people are going to be massively affected by this. Loads of businesses have been forced to close, short term or long term. People probably don't know yet. And whilst you've got businesses like Liverpool, like Virgin, like Wetherspoons, that will be affected by this and won't make as much money as they do in other years, but they will still cope. And yeah, you know, they should not.
It's
be
like McDonald's and Costa Coffee and all those other types of businesses. Like, they've done it. And again, it comes back to the football banter thing. Like, you know, you don't have KFC Ultras booting off at, you know, McDonald's for fucking doing it, because, you know, it seems to be exacerbated because it's football, maybe because it's in our limelight. Just moving on quickly, two things. One of which is Paul Tompkins of Tompkins Times did a massive long piece of saying why it's right for Liverpool to do it. If I can find the link, I'll put it in the description myself, or I'll ask Tom nicely to do it. I recommend you go and read that. I think that he makes a lot of very good points. It's nice to see things on a balance. And again, I'm not defending the club or telling you what to think, but just go and read that. And the final story, Jack, is Liverpool Supporters Union Spirit of Shankly seeking answers from the club over their decision to furlough some non-playing staff. So they've written a letter So I think it's basically like how many members of staff is it? How long are they, you know, are they intending to go and do it for? So they've written to CEO Peter Moore on the subject as well. I think it's really good that Liverpool do have Spirit of Shankly. They're so articulate and they're so good at what they do, and you know, they've got that connection with the club, and when things like this arise, they can actually go, well, we want answers, and we want answers now. I think it's exceptional.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know they took a bit of backlash at the weekend, because obviously when it first came out, they'd obviously written to Liverpool a few days before, making sure that all staff were going to be paid their full wages, and somebody somewhere span it and said that obviously Spirit of Shankly were involved and said that the club were doing nothing wrong, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think Spirit of Shankly, as you say, have done absolutely the right thing yet again. And you know, the whole club right now and every supporter wants answers to this. And I assume we'll get them through Spirit of Shankly eventually. And it's good that we've got someone like that who are able to send the letter and have that direct communication with the club for us to understand why, really. It's like you say, there's all sorts of articles. There's been loads over the weekend of why the club have done it, why they shouldn't do it, why they should do it. But actually, it would be good to hear answers off Peter Moore and John Henry and people like that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for all your questions. My phone's been going mental because Tom's been passing them on to me. Jim Jam Joe 123, Jack says, the FIFA news is great. It means we can't be cheated out of a title we've deserved all season long.
Absolutely. As I said before, it's the best news we wanted to hear on a Monday morning. It's a matter of when now and not if the season will be continued. And hopefully this is done sooner rather than later, so we can see that Jordan Henderson shuffle.
Yeah, I hope so. Stephen Somerville says, I've always thought I could trust these owners when they were great again, but this terrible form from them, compare them to Mike Ashley. Can't believe this mess. They have to reverse the decision. Imagine what players such as Henderson, Milner, Trent, Robbo think about this, including Klopp. And it's right, I think we touched on it before, Jack, if you know, of all the work that they've done, you know, and it was only Friday that Jordan Henderson, news about Jordan Henderson coming out and getting in touch with the players of, you know, donating money and whatever else. They must be thinking, like, you know, we're doing everything in our power that we can do. And again, that opens up another can of worms of, like, you know, we're not saying why should they have to donate to the NHS, but, you know, if it was funded properly by the government, they wouldn't have to make those decisions. But, you know, I think Stephen's right there, thinking the players just gone, like, we've done all this hard work. I was saying, it looks like making us look like idiots. It's the same for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think Jordan Henderson has been absolutely incredible during this. And, you know, it makes you think as well, when England obviously took the decision to make Harry Kane the captain over him, it just makes you ask the question of why all over again. You know, he's a brilliant captain for us on and off the field, and that news that came out on Friday, I think was brilliant from him. And, you know, it was said when this came out that obviously he was understandably fuming at the club as well, and you would be. Like you say, he's took all the steps off the pitch that, you know, footballers have been questioned by the government over this, and Jordan Henderson has gone out of his way to arrange stuff and to help people during this, which I think was brilliant. And for the club to do that, it is like being stabbed in the back, really. So, you know, it's hard on the players, it's hard on the fans, it's hard on everyone right now, because as you say, the club being compared to the likes of Daniel Levy and Mike Ashley is poor, and it's not too late. Yes, the damage has been done, but it's absolutely not too late for them to change their minds.
Yeah, Karen Joshua says, I don't understand the furlough. Surely non-player and non-exec wages are a drop in the ocean compared to the general day-to-day expenses of running a world-class football club. I think, again, it's difficult because we talk about the main revenue streams that the clubs are getting in. But again, in my mind, and I might be being completely thick for this, and tell me in the comments if I am, of just thinking, you know, again, the money that we haven't spent on transfer business, or, you know, the TV revenue that we haven't got, or all the money or profits that we got from our season must be enough. Like the comment says, for non-playing staff and the wages that they'll earn, like, it's nothing, is it?
Yeah, I was saying the other day as well, if obviously the players, and again, I might sound stupid saying this, but if obviously the players were ready to take 30% wage cuts, you know, so let's take a player that's on 200 grand a week or whatever, and then that 30% of their wages is 70 grand a week, which is massive. So, you know, non-playing staff who won't even be earning that a year to then have the government paying their wages.
Tax as well, though, won't they? So like if salary is 200 grand, he'll pay like on like most of that in tax, half that in tax.
But, you know, it's still a massive amount of money at the end of the day, and it's still more than these people, these non-playing staff will be earning. So, you know, it's huge and it's poor from the club.
Okay, two green super chats to get through first. Trick Josh, thank you very much. He said FSG are paying for the redevelopment of the Anfield area, so it's a bit difficult to suddenly judge that they're taking off the taxpayer. And Craig Tebb says, green super chats, FSG listen to the fans about ticket prices. Do you think they will reevaluate on this? Tainted a good atmosphere around the club. I think you touched on that before, Jack, of, you know, of all the good the club have done on and off the field. And it's right, you know, redeveloping Anfield and you know, continuing to do so and pumping money into the club that way. And, you know, the Kirby Academy and stuff like that, you know, that's all good things. It feels like it's being undone. That's like, you know, I do understand the comment of saying, you know, you're putting redeveloping Anfield and creating jobs in the local economy there. And like, you know, now you're taking off. But then the offer's there for you to take it off. And on the final comment of reevaluating, do you think the club will do that?
I absolutely do. You know, I think, as we've said, we've seen before in the past where FSG do listen to people and go, you know what, we're in the wrong there. I just don't want it to be seen as a positive when they do make what is the right decision and change their mind. I think I want it to be seen as, yeah, they've done the right thing rather than, oh, they've done a good thing there. Because what they should do now is you know, change their minds on this decision. And I hope they absolutely do that.
Cool. We'll wrap it up there. We've taken enough of your time. I'm going to get some lunch. Don't forget, if you want that Athletic deal, 7-day free trial and 50% off a yearly subscription. It runs out on Thursday. If you want to get that, it's www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Me and Jack will be back tomorrow with more news at 12:30, and we'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.